That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Screen Dive. From 20th Century Fox comes Screen Dive, the first podcast developed and produced by a major Hollywood studio. Screen Dive re-examines some of our most beloved films through new interviews and behind-the-scenes insights with the artists who brought them to life. Guests explore iconic titles like The Sandlot, Planet of the Apes, Deadpool, and The Devil Wears Prada. Listen to Screen Dive now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, YouTube, or wherever else you like to listen. Today's show is also brought to you by Overlord. What could be more evil than Nazis? Producer J.J. Abrams dares to imagine an answer in Overlord, a thrilling, pulse-pounding action-adventure with an unexpected twist. Set in Nazi-occupied France, is that the twist? A mere hours before D-Day, Overlord follows a team of American paratroopers who come face-to-face with enemies unlike any the world has ever seen. You'll have to see it to believe it. Don't miss Paramount Pictures' Overlord in theaters November 9th, rated R for strong bloody violence, disturbing images, language, and brief sexual content.
Dark haze, candy wrappers screaming, baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey, hey. Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That's not the right time for it. Coming to you once again from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Franklin Avenue in Los Angeles. I love that the Dodgers were in the World Series, but I also love that there wasn't a game tonight. It's Tuesday. That's why we're packed. It's Tuesday, October 30th, 2018, the night before Halloween, so I want to see some scary name tags. Are there any scary ones? That's not scary. That's not scary. Oh, that's scary. A nightmark on Elm Street with a big scary Freddy Krueger face on it. Priss, priss, bang, bang. Not scary. You should take that one to a not scary farm. Come on, you guys. Where's this lady going? She doesn't have a scary name tag. All right. What's making the noise? There's a name tag that's making a noise, right? That was just in my head. Oh shit! I swear to God, somebody had a name tag. It sounded like one of those talking toothbrushes or something. But anyway, good luck to all of you. My money's on a nightmark on Elm Street. That's the scariest one. Doug plugs tomorrow night. Tonight, if you're listening today.
If you're listening on Halloween, two shows at the San Francisco Punchline. This Saturday, November 3rd, Doug Loves Movies comes for the first time to the Comedy Cellar at the Rio Hotel in Las Vegas at 4:20. Thursday, November 8th, I'm doing stand-up at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. Bring a name tag for a chance. Oh, you might get to be a guest on stage for Doug Loves Movies at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona on Saturday, November 10th at 4:20. For all my dates and deets and links, oh my, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Ca-caw! See, that's where the caw-caw goes. Prize bag tonight includes this Taylor Swift box. Taylor Swift's box, I should say. Check it out. You open it up and it... Wait, do it. She tells you all about how excited she is that you're coming to see her tour. She's like, I'm playing stadiums, but you're the only person that matters to me. I have a special connection with you because I sent you my box. My Pandora's box of surprises. At first you open it up, it's like, oh, this is neat. And then there's acrimony and backstabbing. And snakes. You guys, I am not opening it up completely. There's snakes in there. So somebody's going to win that tonight. And also, spoiler, I still have one more to give away on a future episode. So yeah, if you really want one of these Taylor Swift boxes, you got to keep coming to the show. I've got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, some condiments, Sir Kensington's condiments from the airline I fly on, and Doug Loves Movies sticker. Oh, a sticker that says Riff Tracks on it. They're cool. And this is super important. Wait, one thing that's not. A magnet that says Lagunitas Company Brewing. Excuse me, Brewing Company. And oh, it's a magnet, so it's stuck right to this table. Look at that. And a button that says what I hope you all can agree with. I'm voting. Let's fucking vote, you guys. I don't care what. I love how also that, like, you know, people that are liberal are just like, it's important you vote. They're never like, it's important you vote correctly, which I think is what the people on the right have more of a handle on, is they just say, vote how we say to vote. Although I did get one of those things, one of those Democratic Party things, like saying, here's how you should vote on things in California. Did you guys hear... what's her name? Rachel Maddow. She said California is extra super important to that we vote. I don't know why. All right, but she said it, so I'm like, okay, I'm still gonna vote. Thanks for the reminder, Rachel Maddow. All that is in the prize bag, plus stuff brought by my guests. You can see we have an interesting configuration on stage tonight. Including a keyboard, and we'll find out more about that in a moment. Please give it up for Jessica McKenna, Zach Reno, Dave Foley, and Ike Barinholtz. Up right in here, buddy. Yeah.
There you go.
So Whoa. Canadian of you to ask if there's assigned seats. Yeah. Such a sweet
I'm American.
Man.
I sit where I want.
Right? That's what
I sit
does.
Wherever I fucking please.
I envy America.
Do you still?
Yeah. Oh.
Really? Still?
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I wasn't thinking clearly, but now that, no.
You remember the last 2 years.
I was trying not to think about it, yeah.
You guys have a hot president. We have the least hot president. You guys have the hottest. Yeah. So have you seen Trudeau's abs?
Yeah, I have seen Trudeau's abs. They're awesome, yeah.
Yeah, they're good?
Yeah. You could take Trudeau and you could just hide him underneath one of Trump's boobs.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Our president has huge tits.
Yeah.
He's our biggest titted president. Taft had big tits, but
right, I was going to say Taft, dude.
Everyone's always like, what about Taft?
Fucking Taft was huge.
Trump's got bigger tits.
He was big.
Full D's. He's a full D cup.
I don't know. This is going to be all this political science stuff.
Yeah, Trump loves the word huge so much, he should say, I'm the hugest president. I'm the hugest president of all time.
My tits are huge.
Huge. All right, you guys.
Right. This is too much politics.
Yes. Let's talk about China. No, let's meet my guests individually, starting with the two guests who politely not said a word so far. It's Jessica McKenna and Zach Reno, everybody.
Hello. Said no words and then said a word together.
Yeah.
Hello.
Thank you for talking to the two of us individually.
Stars of, well, I want to meet you individually, starting with the two of you, because you both have a podcast together. As much as I love an I Can Dave podcast, your podcast exists, and I love it. And it's called Off Book, and it's... Now we get it.
That was an orgiastic response.
I was so mad at you for bringing me to Doug's show.
I really enjoyed that deeply, and also shocked that they've never looked at a photo.
Yeah, but that's what happens.
Thank you for that gasp.
The world of podcasting. People don't know, you know, what we look like.
I thought you were an Asian woman.
Imagine it happened. So that was my attempt at sounding anyway.
An Asian woman.
Yeah, that was it.
They love saying that.
It happened. See, it could be a catchphrase. All right, but let's say hi to them again.
Hi.
First-time guests on the show, brought along your keyboard player, which I very much appreciate.
Yep, this is Scott Passarella on the keys.
Yeah, come on. And he'll be chiming in, as the two of you will be, musically throughout the proceedings tonight.
That's the real reason we didn't speak, is normally we only sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your thing. So wait and do that. Or talk, whatever you guys want to do throughout the entire show. But I'm just so excited because I just love what you do. I love musicals, and I love that you just make one up in every episode. And that, you know, that you're so damn good at it.
Thank you. Wow, it's so nice. I like that the getting to know you section is just a compliment.
Yeah.
What a great time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know Jessica's got a tight schedule. She has to go paint a house. But I'm very excited to have you guys here.
It's because I have a white hat?
Yeah, but you look like you
just went from compliment to roast like that.
Yeah, well, because...
They're amazing talent. What are these fucking jeans
you thought
wearing?
She was saying I was overdoing the compliments, so...
No, I love getting boom roasted. I didn't get it. White hat? Is that because I feel like...
Well, Zach is up for the part of Kaniki in Grease, so he's excited.
There you go.
I mean, I don't know. It's an audio podcast, so anything that gets a laugh sounds...
For the listener, I'm wearing burgundy pants, which I don't associate with a painter's uniform, but I am wearing
a
white hat.
No, you are wearing a Harry Potter sweater.
And a Hogwarts cardigan.
Yeah.
Which is what most
burgundy pants.
Wear.
What are you, extra in sideways? Two.
Boom, roasted.
So listen, you guys. I'm so excited for the music. I can't wait to get to it. But let's say hi to these guys first. These non musical guys.
My keyboard player is stuck in traffic as usual.
That's first time guest Ike Barinholtz, everybody.
Thank you.
Have you seen his movie, The Oaf?
It's about this.
That's right.
This fool.
My agents are here from UTA to represent me.
A fool who thinks he can convince his relatives to think the way he does politically, but it's called The Oath.
It's the feel-bad holiday film of the year.
It really, you dive head-on into what people would not think of as escapist entertainment because they're living it every day.
It's the opposite of escapist. It's trapped entertainment.
Yeah, it's like it's an escape room of entertainment. Like yeah. you should lock the doors at every screening of this film.
You're not going anywhere.
And say you got to figure a way out. Or
we tried that
stay.
At a screening in Atlanta. There was a fire in the theater, and I'm in a pretty big lawsuit right now. Dozens dead. No, I'm what? Joking. No, yeah. That's a fucking joke. I would never lock people in a theater.
Not
it's
a
illegal.
Burning theater.
Not any theater.
Oh, really?
I'm not locking anyone in anything.
Okay.
This is America.
All right.
But the movie's playing in theaters now. You should go see it. And it's totally unlocked. You could go if you have to go pee or get a drink or fucking take a phone call, get up and leave. It's fine.
All right. Tiffany Haddish?
She's in it.
That's right.
America's sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing.
She's on fire. She's in everything right now.
She's in a Tyler Perry movie. Me and Tyler Perry are the same. We're the same person. And we're best friends.
Why didn't you call it Tyler Perry's The Oath?
Hindsight is a real...
I should have...
Or it could have been called The Purge 4, The Oath.
It's very purgy. It's like the prequel to the prequel to The Purge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like before they decided to kill everyone.
It's the purge of words.
It's the purge of words. It's really a purge of feelings.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I should have called it The Purge of Feelings. That would have been good.
That would have been a great title.
Tiffany Haddish in The Purge of Feelings.
Yeah, that would have sold a million tickets.
It would have.
But
next time.
Instead, you had to settle for 900,000 and... I don't know the
something.
Numbers.
That'd be great.
But thanks for being here, dude.
Thanks for having me. I listen to the podcast at home on my mobile device.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's very exciting to me because most people don't. You know who doesn't listen to the show ever?
Who?
Dave Foley is here, everybody.
Oh, no, he does. He does.
Hello, everybody.
You're not a podcast listener.
I'm an occasional podcast listener.
Yeah, what do you listen to when you listen to podcasts?
I don't listen to podcasts. remember that whole Night Vale craze?
Yes.
What craze?
You were
Night
part
Vale,
of that?
I listened to those.
Okay,
what was Night Vale?
Night Vale, it was a podcast...
The sci-fi radio show.
Can we listen to one right
town.
Now so I have some context?
For a long time, it was the number one comedy podcast. I never heard a single quotation of a joke from it.
I never
listened to it, but yeah. I hear they did a good job, and rest in peace. Is it still a thing?
It's very much still a thing.
Oh, it's still a thing. It's still a thing? Well, then 5 more years.
Does listening to Science Friday as a podcast count?
What?
Science Fridays.
What's Science Friday?
Every Friday, Ira Flatow on NPR hosts like a 3-hour science show.
Stop making up words.
So I listened to Ira Flatow.
I remember this Kids in the Hall sketch. I remember this one. Bruce McCullough was... Yeah.
Does he wear a lab coat?
Who? Bruce McCullough? No.
No, Ira Flatow.
Ira Flatow, yes. If it pleases you.
Yeah. Oh, it does very much.
Then yes, he wears a lab coat.
That's my fetish. Mm. All right. Well, it's great to have all of you here. And... I would like now to turn to the cast of Off Book for some sort of number establishing their presence and everyone else's presence here.
Sure. Great. This is a song about how sexy lab coats are.
Got to the office. It was a hospital situation. I saw a man walking down the hall to me. He's a doctor, that's his vocation. And I think, ooh, you're a normal man, and you don't want to gloat. But damn, boy, I love the way you fill out that lab coat.
You're wearing a stethoscope. Hey,
But now that you have it on that white background, you're the most authoritative person I can find around. You fill out that lab coat,
and I want you to take it off, but you
fill out that lab coat.
I'm gonna turn my head and cough.
We can do better. Ready, Dave? Hit it, Scott.
Okay.
That's amazing. Yeah. He will.
Yeah, he will.
He will play.
We'll get there.
Yeah. We'll and we will do something that isn't even close to singing.
Oh, that would be so much fun. What about...
So was that? So that was a lucky break for you, Dave. That there were songs in A Bug's Life.
It was a lucky break for songs.
Songs were so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. we got a prize bag to give away tonight.
Already.
And I mean, I don't even know. Already, I've brought this Taylor Swift box, so I don't even know if it really counts as a bag. Dave, you brought some sort of decorated box that, like, if you left that in a train or airport, just sitting on its own, that place would get shut down for hours. What is it?
This is an actual crate.
This was sent to CNN earlier today.
This is a cardboard crate with a beautiful golden ribbon on the top, filled with my movie The Wrong Guy DVDs, a movie that I made many years ago that was never released, and as a result, this crate of DVDs has been in my garage for 18 years. And it is covered in authentic garage dust.
I'm gonna hang on to one.
This podcast, by the way, is a godsend for my wife. She's like, get this shit out of here.
My wife.
So from the film Barack. Remember Barack.
All right. So I mean, we. How many do you think are in this box?
I don't know, 50?
Is there... Okay.
Can I just point out backstage, I said to him, I go, oh, is that... because you can see it's Dave, and he's in some kind of a police lineup. Yeah. And I go, is that Bobby Cannavale? And he goes, no, these are just all extras. They were the extras on the cover.
Yeah, well...
That's at the top of one of these guys' resume.
The Mark...
Dude looking down on the cover of The Wrong Guy.
Yeah.
Like, who looks down in the fucking police lineup? That's not fair.
That's not the photo they use.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
oh.
Like the actual lineup. Dang, they were like, everyone, look, eyes forward.
I get it.
You see, the movie, yeah. Well, remember there was that Usual Suspects movie that got released? And so the marketing people thought, well, let's put on, make it look like that movie that people already liked.
Yeah. Well, you lucked out that they didn't put Kevin Spacey on here.
Yeah.
So,
I'd take him over Stephen Baldwin still.
Unfortunately, he is in A Bug's Life, right?
Kevin Spacey
is the bad bug.
But a true villain.
He does get eaten by a bird at the end, though.
He does.
If you haven't seen it yet.
But there's an outtake where he rapes the bird.
There is.
Which is way bad. I didn't write the fucking movie.
It's not.
Talk to John Lasseter.
It's not so much a rape. He just said, look, you want to keep your job, bird?
Wow, this is...
Can we sing a song about how we wish this didn't happen?
I like it.
I think we we should take that back, the point where we made light of the pain of a victim. I think we should take it back, especially since this is recorded for all posterity. We formally take it back, at least I do, the only woman on the stage. We take that back, so save your rage. Thank
you. That was the most pleasant disclaimer.
Yeah.
Ever.
Although I'm pretty sure Spacey never molested a woman.
Yeah. No.
Ladies, sit this one out.
We take that back for all victims who are men. Men can also be victims. Statistically, though, let's be real, mostly women.
What'd you bring?
Did come out of that.
What'd you bring for the prize bag, Ike?
Oh, what did I bring? Well,
half-drunk can of beer.
I brought a half beer. I brought a nice tote bag from the ACLU of Ohio.
Oh,
that's the best one.
That is the best one. They're the best. The best. I get a lot of free stuff from Adidas because I won the bronze medal for gymnastics in 2004. No, I was on Mad TV then.
See, if you're Canadian, you'd be a hero for life.
Right. Everyone but no, I do get a bunch of free shit from them, and they sent me this a week ago. And what this is it's a nice parka. It's it's weatherproof, and you could walk or run in it. And it's from SCLSU. Does anyone know what movie SCLSU is from?
Waterboy.
Get out. You're right. It's from the Waterboy.
But you'd like that gentleman to leave?
No, I was joking. I wanted to stay. But anyone who knows the Waterboy that fast, I don't know.
Don't get out, but go to the sunken place.
Yeah. I don't know why they sent this to me now. Maybe it's the 22nd anniversary of the film.
Yeah, there might be some landmark.
But this is a nice thing. It's never been worn. The price tag's on. It's $100. It's probably the most anyone's ever given a gift.
It isn't, but it's still very generous.
It's really nice. And fun fact, I have a hat that goes with it that kind of matches. Imagine if you saw me in L.A. while you're wearing the jacket and I was wearing the hat. What a great icebreaker. But don't talk to me. But it's yours if you win the prize with the ACLU bag. It's pretty
cool. Oh, that's fantastic.
I just want to point out, I think even if we value these at $2 a piece, I'm at $100.
Yeah, there you go. See, even if we value them at $2 a piece.
$2.
It's a very funny film. I saw it projected on an actual theater screen.
You say like you're an old man in a sci-fi movie.
Well, I mean, because it didn't happen much, right?
No, it did not. It only happened at invited audiences.
Yeah, I was invited and I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was a good time. So whoever wins it, this box of wrong guy DVDs.
And it's one of those movies you want to watch over and over again. And if you're anything like me, you don't want to watch the same DVD. You don't want a fresh one.
You
so
want
you
to
watch
it.
You pop it.
That's
one.
A good point. Keep it real fresh.
Or this is a great each time. This is
throw
great,
out the old one.
Throw,
and
throw them out your car window.
I don't know about you guys. I'm always tipping around the holidays. What a great tip. My postal carrier. Good job this year.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know you can't feed your family with this, but it's an underrated gem. Jess, what do you got for the bag?
Well, we sort of collaborated on
this. Okay, I love it.
And it reflects the fact that we're improvisers and podcasters and not in movies. But I have a tote bag from the festival we played this past weekend in D.C. And then a self-promotional off-book enamel pin.
Oh, so, I like that. I might hang on to that for myself.
Can I just say, this tote bag, I can tell, this is the perfect thing to hold your plums at a farmer's market.
Yeah.
That could fit up to, 30 plums.
Thank you for noticing. It is a plum bag.
It's a great plum
bag.
It's
a good plum bag or pluots. Or
then we also have this Space Cat t-shirt, which is very good. It's from the Station Theater.
In Houston,
Texas.
And we were like, at first we were like, yeah, we're really into this shirt. And then we were like, we can't walk around with anything that says improv sketch comedy on it.
Because we do it, but you can.
If you don't do it.
And you will. Yeah. If you win it. Also, it has real cat hair from my cat on it. So in that way, the thing is the thing,
you know?
Yeah. So all this and more could be yours.
Well, what if the Home Shopping Network did a musical number about all the stuff that somebody could potentially win tonight here on Doug Loves Movies? What would that be like?
Hi! We only have 35 more seconds to sell these 99 units.
I can't believe you're awake at 4:45 in the morning.
But since you are, what if your shirt could make you sneeze? If you have allergies, this one can't. If you're allergic to cats.
Also, this box can make you sneeze. For a very, very, very long time.
Also, this bag is from a specific state. The ACLU, oh, it's still great, but really we need Taylor Swift's big box.
And the best part is, all of it's worth exactly $100. Each item specifically is worth exactly $100.
They make me feel not talented.
I know. My admiration is on the cusp of hatred.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled.
That's
I'm
okay.
Thrilled.
Both of you make us feel unemployed.
Yeah.
So grass is always greener.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it be fun to be able to sing songs, but then also rent?
Yeah. own a home ever.
Let's sing some songs from Rent. Something about Santa Fe. Yeah.
I went real sad right away.
I'm going to watch the shit out of that Rent on TV thing.
Me too.
Rent Live. Rent Live.
I haven't seen the classic film version.
Oh.
I've never seen the stage play.
I haven't seen that.
I've never seen any of it. I know nothing from Rent.
Right. Oh, wow.
Have you seen La Boheme?
Yes, every
same
morning.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's the same.
Most people have seen La Boheme.
Obviously. Yeah. I'm a huge opera buff.
We'll be back with more of Doug Loves Opera. Never. So, this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin!
Oh.
People made name tags. Not a lot of them, but and then some people just are running from the building. You do not want to participate. But
I'm just grabbing a beer.
Grab a beer. All right. But on your way back from grabbing a beer, grab a name tag.
Yeah.
Or either way, on the way to getting a beer.
Come back.
However you want to do it. But yeah, you guys, just pick whoever you'd like to play on behalf of.
Oh, we all do it.
By physically grabbing a name tag from somebody. There's a really big, big sick poster over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, everybody gets one. Just and Zach and everybody. But while you guys figure this out and while Ike's getting a beer, we'll take a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's show is also brought to you by Simply Safe. Here's why I'm a big fan of Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe is ready for anything that gets thrown at it. If a storm takes out your power, Simply Safe is ready. If an intruder cuts your phone line, Simply Safe is ready. Say they destroy your keypad or siren, Simply Safe will still get you the help you need. Here's what I love about this. Maybe it's overkill, maybe you don't need to be ready for every worst case scenario, but Simply Safe is always ready, just in case. That's what makes it great. Now Simply Safe could cost an arm and a leg? I mean, it should, but it doesn't. That's because they're good people. They charge what's fair, what's right. $14.99 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know. You've got to check it out. Go today to simplysafe.com/DLM. That's simplysafe.com/DLM. You know who else is helping out with today's show? DC Universe, that's who. If you're a DC fan, you've got to check out the latest live-action series, Titans, available now on DC Universe. Titans premiered on October 12th, and new episodes are available for streaming every Friday through the end of the year. Titans, the first original series to launch on DC Universe, follows a group of young, soon-to-be superheroes, including Dick Grayson, who's moonlighting as the dangerous vigilante Robin, now independent of his longtime partnership with Batman, Rachel Roth, a.k.a. Raven, the mysterious Corey Anders, a.k.a. Starfire, and the lovable Gar Logan as the mischievous Beast Boy. As they get caught up in a conspiracy that could bring hell on Earth, they become not only a surrogate family, but a fearless band of new young heroes. Check out this gritty take on the classic Teen Titans franchise from executive producers Akiva Goldsman, Jeff Johns, Greg Berlanti, Greg Walker, Sarah Schechter, and John Fawcett. Yeah, I think you really need to hear all those names. Titans is available only on DC Universe on your favorite devices. Join the Ultimate DC membership at DCUniverse.com for only $7.99 a month or get 20% off an annual membership. That's DCUniverse.com. Back to the show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, we're back. That was a very civilized, reasonable process. What do you have, Dave?
I went for one that was really easy to hold because it has a hand grip built in.
Yeah, that's cool.
This says Pris Pris Bang Bang.
And your name is Pris?
Yes.
Priscilla?
Yes.
Okay. Did you didn't put a shithead on the back? Here, just in case. Write something down on the back there. All right, what do you got there, Ike?
I have Glenn Carey, Glenn Ross. And what they've done is they've taken the poster for the film Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Uh-huh.
And you could see they got Al Pacino, Alec Baldwin, Ed Harris, the great Jack Lemmon, and then I'm assuming Glenn and Carey. Is that right?
Doug. And me. Wait. I'm on there.
Oh, there's Doug.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Now I'm confused. So is one of you Glenn and one of you is Carey?
She's just
Oh, so the Glenn is Carey. Just to pay off the Glenn. Name. Hey, you brought me candy. That's why I picked you. Do you guys want a candy bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of candy did you get there?
Is this like weed? Is this from MedMen? Is this... No? Great. I would love the Kit Kat, but I have another Kit Kat. I got a peanut M&M.
Can I get the M&Ms?
Plain or peanut?
Peanut.
There we go.
I'll go Reese's if you could.
Yeah, all right.
Baby, thank you for not saying Reese's.
You're welcome.
The York. Ooh, the York. I was wondering who was going to take the York. I got Almond Joy, plain M&Ms, and one more Kit Kat.
I have a whole bag, friend.
Oh, fuck, dog.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Scotty.
He got his own.
I got Kit Kat, Almond Joy.
Yeah, he got his own.
Almond Joy.
Whoa.
It's got nuts.
Nice pick, wow. Scott.
I guess poor people don't share.
That's right.
I need these calories to last me through the winter. Eat this refined sugar to stay alive.
What do you got, Jess?
I got the Big Sid, and it's printed like so large, like full like movie theater lobby size.
It's a big poster, yeah.
So I had to really appreciate that printing.
When you went to Kinko's, did they sell you on the upsize?
I did it at work.
You did it at work?
Yeah!
Wow.
Stick yes. it to the man. Company resources. Mm.
Where do you work and who's your supervisor?
Oh, I guess rich people are narcs. Mm.
That's how we keep the machine rolling.
I've got my cousin Gazvini.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very good. It's a very good movie.
Gazvini?
Yeah.
And that's the name of the person who made that?
Gaz?
Your last Gazvini. Name is Gazvini?
Okay. It's pretty good. Good.
My cousin Gazvini.
And they made you Fred Gwynn.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a wonderful actor.
Because I'm always talking about Utes.
and Kumail is a juror.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got like your whole cast. Ham is here.
Yeah, they probably thought those Ricky guys are going to be here tonight.
Garfunkel and Oates.
Yeah, are you bummed that we're not?
They're a little disappointed. Yeah, in this lineup.
This was kind of your wish list, and you're like, oh, fucking great, Dave Foley. He's a fucking legend.
I'm kidding. No, this is great.
This is fantastic.
All right, so that's who you guys are playing on behalf of. We're going to play a few games here, and I'll talk you through all of it. Should be pretty easy. This first game is called Swift Justice. Scott, do you have like a music sting that sounds like Taylor Swift?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Actually, that sounded it did. It did.
That's what we call nailage. In this game, I will read the IMDb page description of a motion picture that the title of which is also the title of a Taylor Swift song.
Oh.
Unrelated, of course, the song to the movie.
You don't know that.
I don't know what Taylor was thinking now that you mention it.
You don't.
You're absolutely right. So this is a song that inspired... This is what movie inspired Taylor Swift to write this song? And the description of the movie... And guess as often as you like, you guys. First person to get it right is the winner of this game. A New York cop is recruited to return to his hometown and infiltrate the mob ran by his best friend's brother.
We Are the Night?
Taylor Swift does not have a song called We Are the Night.
Shake It Off.
Taylor Swift does have a song called Shake It Off.
Al Pacino in Shake It Off.
Red. Wait, that's a whole album.
That's a good guess.
Wow.
That was a movie and it was a song.
Departed. I don't know. I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Departed was Boston.
We Are Never Getting Back Together.
That would be a weird title for that movie. A New York cop is recruited to return to his hometown.
Teardrops on My Guitar.
And infiltrate the mob ran by his best.
Oh, okay, hold on. Can I have one more guess?
Ran by
Bad
his
Blood.
That's another great guess. This movie was directed by Phil Juano.
Oh, State of Grace.
Wow. Comes in with the trivia.
Oh, that's it.
Great job, Ike. Nice.
I'm a big Phil Juano head.
Wow. Wow.
But I was wondering, congratulations, Ike. You won
Thank
that
you.
Game.
Thank you.
You got to go well, first in the next game. But in the meantime... I love Taylor Swift, and I mean, it's obvious, and I was thinking that her life would make such an amazing musical, and I was wondering what the opening song would be like in Taylor Swift the musical.
She'll spit truths about past relationships. She'll sing them from her mouth. You may assume because of her country beginnings that she's born in the South.
She isn't.
She's a Pennsylvania daughter writing songs when she's 14. You know that Queen.
Taylor swiftly transitioning from country to pop.
Taylor swiftly transitioning from country to pop.
And if the money keeps rolling in, she'll never, never stop.
Taylor swiftly transitioning from country to pop.
The musical about her life.
I felt like I was in a Broadway theater. I felt like I just bought a $14 Toblerone.
Yeah. It's not often that musical opening numbers just kind of dictate what the whole musical is going to be about, but Hamilton did it, so we figured we're in the clear.
How does a blonde little girl with some alien eyes come out and make you never compromise? Do you like mainstream music? Well, here she's here to lose it because you're going to love it. Sorry, Kanye.
All right, so Ike won that last game. And
it does kind of derail the flow of your show.
It does a little bit, but I also love it. I love a derailed flow. It's one of my favorite cocktails. So Ike gets to go first in this next game, and then we'll go to Jess, and then Zach and Dave. And the idea is the game is called Build a Title, and what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a title of a movie, and then you have to add another movie title to it using either the first or last word of the existing title. So we're going to start with the classic Tom Cruise motion picture, Edge of Tomorrow. Yeah, some people prefer to call it Live, Die, Repeat. But
no, I call it Edge of Tomorrow.
That's what you call it. You're a purist.
It's a really good movie, by the way. Yeah,
it's a great movie. Title. It's really not movie. A great title, yeah. But it's a
Edge
great movie.
Edge of Tomorrow
movie.
Is better than Live, Die, Repeat. Is.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Guys, stop fighting.
Yeah.
That's a Canadian fist.
Yeah, yeah. Winner Canadian American
I say live,
gonna
live,
get along.
Live, Die, Repeat is more of a synopsis than a title.
Edge of Tomorrow.
All right, so you need a movie that either ends with the word edge or begins with the word tomorrow.
I'll say... I'm going to go on the A side in this one and say...
Okay.
The Razor's Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay, so Razor's Edge of Tomorrow. We take out the thes in this game.
Great.
Razor's Edge of Tomorrow. So, Jess, you need a movie. It begins with the word tomorrow or ends with the word razor.
Tomorrow Never Dies?
Yes, it doesn't.
Razor's Edge of Tomorrow Never Dies?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Zach?
Hellraiser's Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, look at you. Woo! I wish it was Hellraiser. Yeah. And it was just a guy that shaves in a bloody manner. He tries to shave with all his pins coming out of his face. Stop it, Hellraiser. You're just hurting yourself. All right, Hellraiser's Edge of Tomorrow Never Dies.
Wait, all right, now what do I have to do?
You have to movie that ends with the word hell or begins with dies.
And it's Hellraiser's Edge of Tomorrow Never
Dies.
Dies.
I mean, that's hard, that
okay.
Dies. But what's one that ends with hell? Movie that ends
hell.
With hell in the title.
Can I pass? Is there a function? What?
You know, like go to hell, that kind of thing. Well, I would love to see you in hell.
Hell, I don't. I forgot the.
You'll
rest
only
of the,
get me to hell if you
already.
Physically take me there.
If you were to pull me down, if you were to pull me down,
if you were to just yank it,
drag me down to hell.
Oh, what?
Right, drag me down to hell.
Down to it.
Drag me to hell.
No.
Right there. Drag me. This game is stupid. That's.
All right, so now, Ike, you need a...
What? We're not done?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, jeez.
We are, I think.
Ike, you need one that ends in drag. Or begins with dies. Yeah, I think you're fucked.
You can't you can't lose the S there? You can't make that die?
No, because that's not how the game works. Mm,
I wish it worked the other way.
It does work better the other way, probably.
It works better for me.
Never dies.
Never dies.
Oh, dies. Shit. What's, dude. Dude.
What is it so far?
Dies.
I know, I'm thinking.
Duh. Eyes. Dies.
Oh. Drag me to Hellraiser. Hellraiser's Edge of Tomorrow Never Dies. Eyes of Laura Marr.
Yes.
How does that? No, I can't be right.
Yes, it is. No, stop. Don't. You're up. Don't ask questions. So do a song. Do a song about being right.
Eyes of what?
Laura Mars.
Mars. Yeah, it was a movie with what's her name?
Oh, okay. Eyes. Mars Needs Moms.
Faith. No. Yes.
Mars Needs Moms.
Attacks.
Okay, Zach, you got anything that movie that ends in drag or begins with moms?
Can someone just is IMDb? Is there a movie called Ain't It a Drag? Because I bet $50.
Oh my God, there's got to be a movie called Ain't It a Drag
with Patrick Dempsey from 1987.
What a drag!
I can actually think of one.
What a D-rag. yeah, I think you're out of luck here.
Yeah.
Well, but moms? There's nothing with moms?
Moms. I mean, moms. Moms need Mars.
Yeah, moms.
Moms need Mars bars.
What was that biopic about Moms Mabley?
Oh, yeah.
Moms.
Moms. The Moms Mabley story.
I feel like there was maybe a Moms Night Out.
Yes, they're
that
fucking
sounds
ones.
Right. Or bad moms, of course.
But no, but that, but
Christmas
Mom's
bad
Night
moms.
Yeah. I think Moms
Easter
Night
bad
Out was
moms.
A movie.
Moms, comma, bad three.
All right. So who said Mars Needs Moms?
Jessica did.
All right, Jessica wins this game.
Oh, yay.
But, you guys, this is so exciting. It's already in development, a major movie musical called Drag Me to Hellraiser's Edge of Tomorrow Never Dies of Laura Mars Needs Moms. Let's hear the opening notes. Number.
It's a beautiful day.
Amazing. Didn't really touch on Laura Mars, but it was amazing.
It for sure did it.
I know.
Would you believe that
she was who was singing? I'm so sorry.
From her perspective.
I'm so sorry.
You can tell if you watch it, but if you just listen to it, it doesn't come across.
It's an audio medium. It's true.
I was feeling the LM POV. Let's play Last Man Stanton.
I don't know.
It's a fun game. You're gonna love it. And here's how we're gonna play it tonight. Let's see. Drag Me to Hell had Justin Long was in that. Justin Long, Hellraiser, no, Pinhead was in that. Just don't really care about him so much. Edge of Tomorrow had Emily Blunt in it. I thought she was really good in that. She had good push-ups. Tomorrow Never Dies. Which one was that? Was that the one with...
James Bond.
Bond was in it. Thank
Holly
you, Zach.
Holly Berry? Is that the one she was in?
Was that the Holly Berry one?
Which Bond was that?
It was Pierce Brosnan.
Which one?
It was the last Brosnan movie.
Which one was Mrs. Charlie Sheen?
Jonathan Pryce was the bad guy. Who's? Oh, was that Denise Richards?
Was that Tomorrow
Dr.
Never
Christmas.
Dies? Or was that World Is Not Enough?
World's Not Enough.
Mm-hmm. World Is Not Enough to Die. Tomorrow's Another Dead World. All right, forget about her. Eyes of Laura Mars. Faye Dunaway.
Yes.
Faye Dunaway, classic actress.
My friend was at a bakery one time in Santa Monica, and Faye Dunaway was in line. And this guy walks up to her and goes, Diane? Just no. This is a fun story.
That's the whole story?
Yeah, just a fun little...
She goes, no.
That was just to carry you through your while you're doing the math.
I loved it. I mean, I wish you had as much dirt on Emily Blunt.
I had a woman.
Hey, come Emily,
up to me.
Are you Diane? No.
Yeah. I had a woman come up to me in the airport the other day and go, "Hey, you're Tommy Hilfiger."
What?
Yeah, I was mistaken for Tommy Hilfiger, and. My first thought is, who the fuck knows what Tommy Hilfiger looks like? And is excited to see him.
Also, I know what Tommy Hilfiger... You look nothing like Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But here's the crazy part. I was wearing a Tommy Hilfiger blazer.
She's always calling people out on her bullshit. People, like, she's just like, you're Tommy Hilfiger. Don't try to hide it.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing, because she'd seen other people come up and take their pictures with me, and that was her first thought.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Was, you must be Tommy Hilfiger. Because he gets mobbed everywhere he goes.
She's going to catch an old news radio rerun when I'd be like, Tommy, I didn't know Tommy Hilfiger was on the show.
Yeah, I just want to call him Tommy Hilfiger for some reason. I don't know why. Always? Mm-hmm. All right.
Is that how that game was played?
That was it. You won again, Dave. Wait, who did win that last game? Who said Jess won that last game. Okay, so she gets to go first. Switch the order around. Goes to Ike, and then Dave, and then Zach over there. What we're going to do is you're going to take turns naming movies that feature Justin Long, Emily Blunt, or Faye Dunaway. Yeah, if you can't think of one, you're out, but you each have one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose one time for a little extra help or specific right. help. Like
we have
the
to list
of a movie.
Movies with all of them?
No, just one of them.
No, right. Yes. No, Dave, it's just the
they've
films.
They've only done six films
just
together.
Just the films with Justin Long, Emily Blunt, and Faye Dunaway. The three of them together. People love it so much, it keeps happening.
They're like the Brat Pack.
They're like the Blunt Rap. All right, so somebody just spit on a drink without actually having one. Like the dry spit take. If I had a beverage, it would be out of me. Okay, so Jess, start us off. Name a movie that's got any of those three people in it.
I'm going to do Justin Long in Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, great
really?
Choice.
I don't know.
Great.
Weird choice or just don't remember?
I didn't remember that.
He was the nerdy boy.
The nerd on Earth.
I didn't know
he helps Tim Allen save the day.
Kevin McDonald's in that.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Not because of Kevin.
He made it worse.
Yeah.
I'll do one of my favorite films, Chinatown.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
My favorite line from that movie is, "Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown."
Yeah.
Easy to remember.
Yeah. And it doesn't make any sense.
Is there like a German word for like when they say the name of the movie in a movie? You know.
Oh, like Schadenfreude, but for that.
Like the sensation of...
Das movie name.
Yeah.
Title joy.
Yeah.
My man. It's my guy.
My favorite line in Chinatown was, "Ow, my nose." Why'd you just do that to my nose? Aren't you also the director? Okay, whose turn is it?
Dave Foley.
My turn.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do, what's her name? Emily Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
Sicario.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gentlemen snapping. Like, right. It's the 60s and there's bongos in the room.
But.
Zach?
I'll do Justin Long in Dodgeball.
Full title?
Classic.
Wow. Interesting. Is there a subtitle for Dodgeball?
Oh,
where,
yes.
Was it factual?
The true story. A true story.
And where did it take place?
In a gymnasium. Dodgeball.
Was it an overdog?
A true gymnasium story? Oh, an underdog story.
Was it an overcast? Why I said where did it take place, and the answer is underdog.
Dodgeball, the movie that took place under a dog?
Dog.
Yeah.
Under a dog.
It was
the under a dog story.
It was a large dog.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay. where are we next, Jess?
Emily Blunt, The Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really introduced us to her.
Man, and we loved her right away, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, well, she was a bitch.
But you saw why.
Yeah.
And then they softened her, but also you were like, I bet that this lady is not a bitch playing a bitch. I bet this lady's got chops. That was my takeaway. Big Emily Blunt fan, and I will not apologize.
You're such a blunt head. I'll go. It's my turn. This is Ike.
Long time listener, first time caller.
I'll do Faye Dunaway again. Network. Yeah. My favorite line, Network is, "You're not doing that shit on my network." I don't know if it's in there, but it might be. It should be.
Okay. But I think that is the most famous line from Network.
Obviously. It's the one everyone knows.
That's the one that people shout that out windows. Sometimes it's just like lots of windows will open and people will just shout that line out of it.
You're not doing that shit in my network. Iconic.
Dave?
I'll do Faye Dunaway also. 3 Days of the Condor.
Oh, great movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know who directed that movie? Alan J. Pakula.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
The low point of the show right now.
I thought it was Sidney Pollack.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought it was... no, you're right. Alan J. Pakula was the Parallax View.
Also with Warren Beatty.
With Warren Beatty. Another great movie. Uh-huh. We're starting a podcast called Ike and Dave Vaguely Remember Films from the 70s.
The Odessa Files. Next week.
Starring, Roger Moore?
Michelle, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait, whose turn is it?
It's mine.
Okay, Zach.
Justin Long in the Funny or Die movie Jobs by Steve Jobs. Or is that? No. Yeah, that's right.
That's a thing?
Wait, was it a full feature?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
It probably has a subtitle, I think it's... Also under
a true overcat story.
Jess?
Wow. Emily Blunt in Mary Poppins.
Hasn't even been released yet.
She's back? Okay.
She back?
She back?
She back.
I can do I can do a released Emily Blunt.
That's fine. Fair.
A what?
Right. I can do a released Emily Blunt.
Okay.
Emily Blunt in A Quiet Place.
Yes. There you go.
I was trying to remember the name of that.
Yeah.
You guys get all the Faye Dunaway ones.
Leave it to the oldies. I'll do Faye Dunaway again. I'll do
sure.
Fucking Mommy Dearest.
Oh. Yes.
Directed by Alan J. Pakula.
Alan J. Pakula is getting a lot of buzz tonight.
He is hot again.
Good night for the Pakula family.
Oh, he's sending his resume out.
I think he left us many years ago.
Did he?
I believe he did.
Oh.
Great director.
By that, you mean he died, right?
No, he left UCB.
Oh, okay.
He saw a show here in 08, yeah. Didn't like it.
Yeah.
Dave?
Okay. Faye Dunaway. Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes. Stick with what works. Mm-hmm.
I need a lifeline from.
Here we go. Zach's using his lifeline.
Justin Long in Idiocracy. I'm going to go with Justin Long in Idiocracy.
He was in Idiocracy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for keeping my Justin Long streak alive.
Okay, now can I use Emily Blunt and Mary Poppins? Or I'll take a lifeline too if you got one. Nope,
where's,
she doesn't.
Where's yours?
She's over here, Sid. Oh, what? The Informant. I don't know if she's in it. But we don't know if she's in it. Okay, great. She just had two Matt Damon potential movies.
That woman just loves Matt Damon.
Yeah, that's okay.
Doesn't love Emily Blunt.
I feel like Justin Long might be in He's Just Not That Into You.
Yes.
Whoa. I was trying to think of that one, and I couldn't. He's the other guy.
Well, there's a lot of people in that.
Oh, fuck.
It's one of those.
Justin Long and The Breakup.
Yeah.
He's very funny. He's Jennifer Aniston's assistant at the gallery.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All
right.
The Breakup.
That, yeah. 20 years ago, that would have been the Bronson Pinchot
it
part.
Was, right? Yeah. Bronson would have got that.
Yeah.
Dave?
Okay.
You got this.
Let's just assume it's going to be Faye Dunaway.
Dunaway?
She
was in that one where she had that hat on.
That was Bonnie and Clyde did that. What's the one where they're playing chess, but it's like they're fucking?
Chess fucking.
With Steve McQueen.
The blank one.
Is that good enough?
That I will write that down and we'll run it by the committee and see what they come up with. But for the time being, did you use your lifeline already?
No, I'll use my lifeline.
Okay.
Pris.
Where are you at, Pris?
Justin Long.
Zach and Mary make a porno. That's right. Very good.
I just want to say to Justin Long, if he's listening, I really am a big fan.
Well, we love him here at the show. He's been on the show, and yeah. It was
and he's
funny
a great guy.
When he
he's
was on,
guy.
He knew every Dave Foley movie. It was great.
Yeah. That's because I hand them out to everyone I meet.
I'm out, but we would like to sing a song called "Chess Fucking."
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Here we go.
Ooh, okay.
I'll start with a pun. Let's start slow. This is foreplay and chess fucking.
Now I'll move a knight because it's night time. We're having sex because it's chess fucking.
Oh, when we go from square to square while we take off our underwear.
It'll be a big old hassle if you don't leave room for me for moving your castle.
Chess fucking.
Chess fucking. Fucking while playing chess. As far as foreplay goes, it's fine. King me.
Checkmate.
I had a real Elton John Kiki D vibe, I thought.
Chess Records called.
Okay.
You're up.
Oh, that was a communal bow out. I think we both used our lifelines and are shamefully ignorant of the work of Faye Dunaway, so.
Mm-hmm. I guess we could sing Chess Fucking again.
Has anyone looked that up yet?
I'll go with right. Justin Long in the film Waiting.
Waiting, of course.
Oh, yeah. Great movie. Mm-hmm. Great movie.
Do you have anything else, Dave?
Let's see.
You played a good game.
I can't
There's
think.
There's no shame. And
Who else we got on the list?
What? It's Justin Long, Emily Blunt, Faye Dunaway.
Oh, there was no one else.
What really amuses me is none of you have mentioned the titles that were the reason I picked those names in the first place.
I don't remember what they were.
Yeah.
Was that allowed?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say they were off the table, but feels like Dave might be out.
I'm out. I can't think of any more movies.
Yeah, Drag Me to Hell's got Justin Long in it, and Edge of Tomorrow has Emily Blunt in it, and Faye Dunaway is in The Eyes of Laura Mars. But nonetheless, Ike is our winner.
Oh.
Ike Barinholtz. The Oath in theaters now. I saw it over at the Arclight.
It's a nice theater.
Yeah.
I smoke pot on the roof.
What?
Free ad.
But isn't it round the roof? Isn't it a dome?
Which Arclight?
I don't go to the dome, the roof of the dome.
Okay.
I would die.
I was going
to
say.
No,
yeah.
I go to the Parla P5.
All right. Because I
go to the gym. I do a quick set. I go up. I bring my little bong up there. Yeah. Taking bong hits on the roof. I love that theater. It's a nice place.
All right. Mm. Cool.
I didn't know you could do a set there at the...
Yeah.
The gym.
Yeah. I do a couple sets.
I do like 10 minutes.
I'm in and out in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
What else is going on, Ike? You going to be in Suicide Squad 2?
I don't know.
Are you not allowed to say? I get it.
No. I heard James Gunn might direct it. That's really cool.
That'd be really good.
He's a cool guy. Yeah. That'd be cool. But in terms of Suicide Squad... the only news I have is I bought the Criterion Collection DVD last week.
Oh, you did?
Giving it to my brother as a Hanukkah gift.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's what.
But what I do, here's what
I do. You could give your brother a movie that you're in?
But I take the movie and I record my own commentary.
Oh, I see.
Because they didn't want me to do it because my shit was too real for their commentary.
Oh, okay.
Right? So what I do is I take a little mic and I record it and I just talk over the movie.
It's just for your brother.
It's just for my brother.
Oh.
Yeah. But if anyone else wants one, you could hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah, put it out there for all of us.
Yeah, it's not like I don't comment on the movie or what you're saying. It's everything. It's politics. It's just like observational just shit.
Stuff
traffic.
Stuff in the room.
Like there's a scene when like Will Smith's shooting a guy and I'm talking about like traffic in LA. You know, just because it's my commentary. It's whatever I want. I'm not making money off of it.
If Will Smith had to sit in traffic in LA, he'd shoot somebody.
He would.
Yeah.
So Will Smith hates traffic. It makes sense.
Makes sense.
It does.
All right. Do you have anything real to plug?
No, just fucking see my movie. And the movie, go see it. You'll fucking like it. It's all about Trump's tits. I mean, not, you know, you saw it. It's not really about that. It's not like we start close on a pair of hairy tits. That's actually not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. No, go see it, please.
And, okay, have you thought through to, like, The Oath 2, colon...
Electric what? Boogaloo?
No. That one was taken. What do you got?
Oath 2... Oath, but Oath, comma, T-O-O. You know when they do that in the movie? Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, wow, you figured out a different way to spell the sound, too. Fucking congratulations. You know what I'm talking about?
Oath also.
Oath, comma, also?
Could be oaths.
Oaths. That's actually, don't say that too loud, because I want to, yeah. That's actually, what happened to other families?
What about oath and again?
Oath and again. Ah, oath and again.
What about oath of office? Because your character decides to stop complaining.
And get politically
active.
And
get a clipboard, get some names.
Dave Foley, executive producer.
Yeah.
That's how show business works. Yeah. Someone makes a joke during a podcast, and then 8 months later, you go to the Arclight and see the movie. That's how Sicario 2 was made.
Yeah, without Emily Blunt.
Yeah. She didn't want to do it.
No.
That is why I'm Bane in the Batman Lego movie.
Are you?
It's because I did Bane on this show so much that they were like, yeah, let him do it.
Yeah, I heard him do it. He can do it. do we get Tom Hardy? Nah, he doesn't want to do it. It's a Lego thing. It's too small. What about Doug Benson? He does. I heard him on the show. Mm-hmm. That's how it happened.
He'd be perfect. So, let's bring that talent out of the shadows. Jessica McKenna and Zach Reno.
Tom Hardy is doing all
what,
he
what?
Does.
You,
all,
we're still talking to you?
Because I saw Venom, and he's still doing.
Venom.
He's still doing Bane, though. He's every movie now. He's just talking like this. Which I like.
Between
him.
Dark Knight Rises and what was the other one where he had a mask on his face? Oh, Mad Max. Mad Mask.
Yeah.
He was in Mad Mask. And I was just like, is this guy just not wanting? He's just too exhausted to enunciate.
Tom Hardy in Helmet.
He's in the Bernie Perrant story.
Oh, my God. I love Tom Hardy. Did you see him in Safety Gear? He was so good in that one.
Tom Hardy in Mascot.
Just everything. I'm Tom Hardy. What's going on? Hey, Tom. Welcome to the set. How about you do this movie without something over your face?
No. I don't think I can do it that way. That's not how I operate.
All right.
I'm sorry I interrupted your rap.
That's all right.
That great bit.
That was a great bit.
How many hours is this show?
It's
It's open-ended.
A little over one.
Okay.
It's about 1.5. But Zach and Jessica, thank you for doing this. You guys are...
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Give it up for Scott on the keys.
And Scott Passarella.
Making it all up as he goes.
Thank you, Scott. And you guys are taking this out on the road. People can see it out there in the world. I know you'll be in San Francisco on the day this Thursday, the day after Halloween.
That's right.
What else you guys got coming up on your tour?
We got Chicago at the end of November, November 30th, and then
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, baby. Bringing it home big the way all tours end in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Woohoo! Shout out. Yeah, you can get any dates, zackandthejess.com. That's it.
And just listen to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Off book.
Yeah, every Tuesday.
I think you guys will like it. Real quick, Dave Foley.
Mm-hmm.
I know you just came down just because you're a nice guy and wanted to have some laughs.
Yeah, and you're not pushing, not going so good.
You're not.
See, I got nothing.
I was
to
trying
push.
To say you're nothing. Not pushing a specific thing. I was trying to make it sound like what a movie, great guy
I
you are.
I have a movie coming out.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Wrong well, guy too. Not, do you no. have a box full of copies for everybody?
Give me a few months after this one comes out, and I'll be back with a box. no, I'm a Jennifer Lopez movie. So there.
That's what it's so called. So there,
it'll. It, I think it'll be released, which is calm down. What's it called? Second act. That's it. I'm in that. So there.
Okay. So look for that, everybody.
And they're not going to put me on the press tour, obviously.
Not with that kind of salesmanship.
No.
What's going on with Bugs Life 2?
Apparently, it's the only one they're not going to make.
I'm really stung when they announced Brave 2, right? All right, can I have your name tag there, Zach? Thank you very much. Thank you to all you guys for being here, and thank you to the audience for being here. And also, the person that Ike was playing for, where are you at?
Glenn, Carrie, Glenn Ross.
Yeah, where are you, Carrie?
Front row, baby.
Come get all your stuff.
You.
Yeah, congratulations.
Don't have to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah. You get all this stuff.
Do you need help with that?
She has there somebody to help you.
Yeah, she's got a whole team of people working on that. That's terrific. All right, and I've gathered up all the shitheads. So we are good to wrap this thing up. Next show here at the UCB Franklin will be on November 13th, I believe. And if people want to talk about this show, hashtag it with $100 and Taylor Swiftly. Those are two good hashtags we came up with this show. One more time for all of my guests. Dave Foley, Ike Barinholtz, Jessica McKenna, Zach Reno, and Scott Passarella on keyboards. As always, going back to Texas is a shithead. Anyone not voting next week is a shithead. And drivers, especially Southern Californians, who don't use the ground sensors at traffic signals, lights. What?
So, like, if you're stopped at a thing, you don't pull forward far enough for it to register that you're there?
Quick, do a song about it.
Sure.
Now it's time for Dungeon Punch, another hockey. Heisenbold is viewing prowess, makes him cocky. There's no room.